we're doing things differently this week. Brent wants to record Babfer first, so Babfer's the cold open. So if you don't want spoilers, skip forward like 2 or 3 minutes, or just hit the 30-second plus button until you hear music, and that will cue you in.
As soon as you hear the circus, that's time to start.
Right. So hello and welcome to Babfer, Brent. Or wait, is it Babfer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Babfer, Brent's A Beautifully Foolish Endeavor review.
I was getting mixed up, yeah.
Me too. Babfer, barter. It's fine.
So I know people hate when I do this, but I read extra this week, so they're getting 4 chapters instead of 2. Like
teacher's pet, always reading ahead.
Oh yeah. You know Hank's listening, so you're trying to impress.
Oh yeah. So last week we left off with Maya dumpster diving and seeing a person burst out of this door, and it turns out I said I'm pretty sure it's April, which wasn't really like a big shocker, but it was. And then we got back-to-back April chapters. So the first chapter is essentially just her waking up. She's got like new body parts that have been completely replaced with some kind of material. She's trying to deal with that, and there's a little monkey, and the Carl's talking through the monkey, but it's also talking through like an Alexa speaker. The second chapter, her and Carl have a little more dialogue. She kind of starts asking him questions. They ask her questions and they go back and forth. She ends up asking Carl, how did they get there? Where did they come from? Which leads into the next chapter, which is like Carl's origin story. So we've only gotten the first half of his origin story so far. And he basically talked to April about how she was chosen because he ran like tons and tons of simulations. Success at saving the human race from what it makes it seem like itself was most successful with her. Go back into April's chapter. She's trying to deal with all this. She's kind of upset because he had to replace some of her mind. He's kind of talking about her new abilities. She can do better things. And she gets mad. She tries to leave. And she starts breaking into this door down. And she bursts out into the dark. And that's, I'm presuming, where her and Maya will meet up.
So you're in like the exciting part though.
I know. And I'm going to read it. And I'm going to, you know, be really excited to talk to y'all. But y'all are going to have to wait a long time, I guess.
Well,
That sucks for y'all. I guess that's all I got for this week. I'm really excited. I'm probably going to go read some more chapters after this.
Okay.
Go for it. Go be your biggest fan.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time, whenever that is.
All right. Bye.
This has been Babfer. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Peyton.
And this week's a little backwards. Welcome to...
Read backwards this. I would have attempted to say retweet this in reverse, but there's no way.
Prepare sight.
Okay.
That was so hard.
That was it. Welcome.
That's what we're getting into. Hi, everyone. Welcome. If you're new here, we don't usually start with the book review. We usually end with book club, but, you know, things are the way they are. But now we're going to jump into the tweets that we're going to talk about this week. And if you want to follow along, you can find that on Twitter at RetweetThisPod.
Yeah, and from what I can see, we're pretty mixed up. Okay, I was thinking several of mine were at the beginning, but I think they're pretty scrambled.
Got pretty scrambled, yeah. First, I want to give a disclaimer that approximately 70 to 80% of my tweets this week were about Taylor Swift, and I told myself I couldn't include any Taylor Swift tweets in this episode because that would be all I would talk about, and I didn't want to be annoying. So just know that this was Taylor Swift week, and that was 98% of my brain.
The Fearless re-recording came out this week, so a lot of my tweets were also about that because it really hits me in my reminiscent feels.
2008, man. What a year.
Really. It's so weird. It doesn't feel like that long ago, but at the same time,
the date doesn't feel that long ago, but when I think about being 12, that's a lifetime ago.
Right. It's like less than half of our age, but let's not think about that.
Mm-hmm.
My first tweet included in this week was from April 6th, and I just said, and it's a screenshot, or not a screenshot, I took a photo of the VidCon website, because I'm clowning and thinking about going. And it says, need to sell VidCon to your boss? Click here. Because it was like the industry pass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't think I need to. And then someone replied and was like, didn't your boss just sell VidCon?
Okay. That was the best response.
Oh, jeez. VidCon. Yep. We'll see if it happens. My hopes are medium.
On April 6th, I tweeted this picture from Possum Every Hour, and it's a possum that has come up to, like, the corner of a mirror, so it has made four possum reflections, and they're all, like, identical because they're reflections. I mean, that's how mirrors work. I'm dumb. Anyway, it says, when my brain cells finally bounce together to form a cohesive thought.
I thought this was four possums drinking out of a little hamster drink feeder thing.
No, if you open it up, it's like a corner mirror. It's where two mirrors meet in the corner and one possum has walked up to the corner.
I like it better cropped, like from the Twitter crop, because it really does look like four are perfectly pushing their little faces together.
Right.
That's how I prefer to think of it.
Open to ruin the magic.
Yes.
On April 7th, I just wanted to include this tweet because it's a mood. Rachel Winitsky, I believe that's how you pronounce her name. She's great. If y'all don't follow her, she's excellent. She's so funny. But she tweeted and said, I think I might get into tweeting again. I've been feeling too mentally well, and it's time to make a change.
I don't know if I would feel better or worse mentally if I was off of Twitter.
I would feel both. I talk to too many people on Twitter. Like, I have too many Twitter friends now. And I would get really bad FOMO.
Yeah. I think I would miss my friends, but at the same time, I would be more productive, so I'd feel better in that way.
Yeah. I also would have less useless information that has decided that it is news in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, there was something going around this week. I don't even remember what it was. But, like, it was, like, the conversation for, like, a whole afternoon, and now I don't remember what it is. But it was, like, stressful in the moment, and I'm like, why? Why does this matter? Why are we pretending that it matters?
It's Twitter. That's the tagline. It's Twitter.
It's Twitter.
On the 8th, I tweeted and I said, in quotes, I have a complicated coffee routine, but I love the process of it. And I said, worried that I've never loved the process of anything in my entire life, because I'm really not the type that likes the process. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the result, but I'm not like, I don't know. I it's like something that worries me about myself, because I want to be like the enjoy the journey type of person, but I'm like not. So then Hank wholesomely replied and said, don't be worried about being you.
That's sweet.
Aww,
that's too genuine. Too nice. I'm too uncomfortable nice. with genuine compliments. Please only be sarcastic. On the 8th, Hank tweeted and said, normalize calling people without needing to see their faces. And oh my gosh, yes, please. I'm so tired of Zoom. I had a meeting with my faculty mentor today, who's like my advisor for my program. And he was like, can you meet at 3:45? I have a meeting until 3:30. And I was like, yeah, sure. I said, I can't make it to campus by 3:45. Can we do a phone or Zoom meeting? And I'm hoping he'll be like, yeah, let's do a phone call so we don't have to worry about Zoom. He's like, I'll send you a Google Meets link. And I'm like, okay, excellent, sir. Ugh. If I get sent a last minute meeting or like a last minute call, I join with my camera off. I'm like, I'm sorry, you don't get to look at me if you didn't give me a heads up.
That's the rules. If I get less than a day's notice, no camera.
If I get less than an hour's notice, no camera.
Oh, yeah. You're more generous than me. But I have a very specific hair washing routine. And if I need to wash my hair another day, like, I need to know ahead of time what's going on.
I mean, a lot of my job lately is being on Zoom, so it's, like, kind of known to, like, be prepared to be on Zoom. But, like, if it's really spur of the moment, then, like, I'm not prepared to be on Zoom. But also, these days, I'm Zooming in a sweatshirt and no makeup and messy hair. So, like, who cares? I've really given up.
We all have.
On the 8th, I tweeted, I want to delete this app from my phone, but I have some truly golden draft tweets that I'm not prepared to lose. And I really just wanted to include this as a prompt to make you read a draft tweet, because I know you always have golden ones, too.
Oh, geez. Let me look.
I'm looking at mine, too. I had one from the other day that I was too scared to tweet, but I think this is a safe enough space to say it.
Oh, yeah, probably. I would assume less people will hear it here.
I said, I feel like NFTs and those K-pop pictures that the BTS stans collect have the same energy.
You know what? That makes perfect sense.
Doesn't it? Like, it's to me. It's a picture. Anybody could take a screenshot of that picture and have it on their phone. Anybody could print out that picture and have that card. But they, like, fight and cry and trade and sell these things for, like, a ton of money. Like, I don't get it. Did you see that?
It does have very similar energy.
Did you see that the Annoying Orange is, like, reselling their first video ever as an NFT and somebody else already put it? Like, two other people already put it in HD and were like, nah, use this instead. Just put out an HD download of it. I'm like, this is not gonna work.
No. There's too many, I mean, screen recording and stuff. Like, there's just too many ways to save things.
Mm-hmm. Who truly cares if it is, like, the original file of it? It's not a physical thing. It's one thing if it's, like, a first edition of a book, like, because that's a physical thing. And you're holding it. Right. But if it's like a digital thing, I don't get it.
I feel like anyone can just fake that or steal that or whatever.
Anyway, this has been NFT Hate Hour with Emily.
My draft tweet, I have a couple. I draft a lot of tweets. My most recent one from, I think, yesterday is, John is the only person I want to text me from now on. I didn't tweet it because it felt like I was being mean to Hank specifically, and I wasn't trying to be. John has really good texts.
I'm sure.
Like, he just separates things. He texts me 4 times in a row. Like, it makes me feel like he really wants to talk to me.
I like to shout out to you on the podcast today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at the end of, what was it? Drink and John, he was like, yeah, and according to Peyton, it's her favorite podcast. Something. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, like, I give everyone permission, if I compliment something of yours, to use me as advertisement.
She said
I will be
first.
I will be billing Hank for that. I send him my invoice, and there's like a line item that's like,
it's like podcast promotional promo. Content.
He'd be like, yeah, no. It's just like he sends it back to scratched out. It's like, no.
This wasn't in the contract.
I tweeted on the 8th, and I said, and I'll tell you my reasoning for this. Moderna is Gryffindor. Pfizer is Ravenclaw. Johnson & Johnson is Hufflepuff. AstraZeneca is Slytherin. Because I see these, and I really disagree with them, but because this is what I think. And I think Moderna is Gryffindor because they have the hype. Like, right now, they're kind of like the popular girl. They get a lot of media coverage. Like, the celebrities are involved. So it feels very much like the main character.
Okay.
Pfizer was the first vaccine to be approved. So it's, like, the smart one because it did it first. And it has, like, lower levels of things in the vaccines. So that makes me think, like, they're doing the better, as, like, equally good of job with less. So it's, like, smart. It's, like, the smarter one. And it's, like, the 2 shots, so it's similar to Gryffindor, but it's, like, she's smarter. She's more, like, in the background. She's not needing the attention. Okay. And then Johnson & Johnson is Hufflepuff because they only want to have to, they want to be convenient. So they're, like, you can store them easily, so they're convenient in that way. You only have to go get 1 shot. They only have to poke you 1 time. It's a very convenient and, like, people-pleasing. So that's why I'm getting that, the Hufflepuff vibe. And then AstraZeneca is clearly Slytherin to me because it's hated by a lot of people. Like, the CDC is, like, not into AstraZeneca. I don't know. It just gives me a little bit of, like, evil vibes, but, like, it's misunderstood.
Okay,
so it's giving me Slytherin vibes.
I haven't analyzed their personalities, but this does make sense in my brain because in my head, somebody else said the same thing on TikTok, but they didn't say AstraZeneca, but I already saw it this way. Moderna is red, Pfizer is blue, Johnson & Johnson is yellow, and AstraZeneca is green.
Yeah, the colors make sense too.
Makes perfect sense. I don't know what their brand colors are. I don't know anything like that, but like Moderna is definitely red. Pfizer is definitely blue. Johnson & Johnson, yellow, and AstraZeneca is definitely green.
And the silent P is giving me intellectual vibes.
I remember when they first announced that Pfizer had the vaccine. I was like, I gotta learn how to pronounce this word.
Pfizer. Pfizer.
My grandmother called it Pfizer or Pizer the other day.
Pizer.
She's fully vaccinated with it and she called it Pizer.
Pizer. I mean, go off. We all like pie. That's how we market it. It's like the pie vaccine.
Whatever, Grandma. You're vaccinated. You do you.
It's like scratch and sniff, but it's inject and then you get the taste. It's like Willy Wonka type stuff, but you taste pie. And you get to pick the flavor.
Okay, what does Moderna taste like then?
Well, they don't get one because they're not Pfizer.
I feel like AstraZeneca is fizzy, like a Sprite.
AstraZeneca is SodaStream vibes.
Okay.
So it's like homemade soda.
Johnson & Johnson is a Band-Aid.
Johnson & Johnson tastes like a Band-Aid. Yeah. Moderna?
No, Johnson & Johnson tastes like that No More Tears shampoo.
Okay. It tastes like how the strawberry No Tears shampoo smells. And I think Moderna, I don't know why, this is very specific, but I feel like it would taste like if you licked a karaoke mic.
Yes, but also like a pink lemonade vodka drink. That gives me very Dolly vibes.
The person before you in karaoke was drinking that drink, and they were singing and spitting on the mic, and then you licked it.
It tastes like Dolly's saliva.
You know what? That makes me want to get it.
It's great. I get my second one on Thursday. I will post about getting Dolly's saliva in my arm.
I get my second one on Wednesday. Hank gets his second one on Wednesday. Brent gets his second one on Wednesday. Woo, woo, woo.
Aw, look at all the little vaccine squad.
Aw, vax squad. Here we are. So many people have been getting them on Twitter with the Pizza John stuff, and it's so wholesome. I tweeted on the 8th, and this is my only Taylor Swift related thing. It was after Fearless dropped, and I said, Brent just walked into the living room and said, can you cry in the bedroom so I can watch TV? Because I was fully crying and singing on the couch. And
I 15 like, got me. I did not expect 15 to get me like that, but it did. And it was like, the line about you'll do in your life, you'll do things greater than dating the boy on the football team. And like when I was 15, I was very much had a crush on this guy that was on the football team at the high school. And like we ended up dating. We dated for a little bit at the end of high school, beginning of college. And like I have done greater things. It's just, yeah. It's funny.
It's so crazy now because I remember seeing it before I was 15, you know?
Yeah, that album came out when I was 12.
It's so weird. And Best Day was my senior solo for show choir, so it makes me cry.
Oh, that song's emotional either way.
I know. It's sad.
The Fearless album gets to me too because it was the last time that Laura and I were both into the same thing as far as like entertainment, because Laura initially was really into Taylor Swift because she went through like a really big country music phase, and then she found Taylor mm-hmm. Swift from like the very first album. Like I remember her playing Our Song. And so that's how both of us found Taylor Swift. And we were both a big fan, but she got the first two CDs. And then after that, like, she decided she moved on or whatever. I don't know. But, like, I have those original CDs that she had. But, like, it was the last time that we were both into the same thing, both a big fan of the same thing. And so listening to it is, like, very nostalgic. And it's very, like, swimming in the backyard and playing it on the CD player from the deck.
It's a nostalgic album for most of us in our age group, I think.
Mm-hmm. So on April 9th, the Fearless re-release killed Prince Philip, basically. But no, Prince Philip of England died.
Of England.
As opposed to of, I don't know.
Prince Philip of England. The POV. The Americans are trying to explain the British monarchy to you.
Okay, you know what? We're starting over.
No, we have to keep it. That's so
no! Look, I decided very briefly that I cared about the monarchy about 2 days before the Meghan and Harry interview, and then I watched that interview and I decided I completely didn't care about the monarchy. So he is of the England, of the UK, of the British. Prince Philip of the British died on April 9th. He's almost 100 years old. I'm sure it's very tragic. But the internet had a lot of memes about it. And so I just tweeted, I said, a tragic day for my aunt with like a slanty face. Phil's thick booty. A lot of people were like, I don't get it. Somebody explain it. I'm like, no, that's the joke. The joke is that people don't know what Phil my ad is about. Like a bunch of people were like, Dr. Phil? I'm like, sure.
It's so good. I loved the memes that came from the death. Sorry. Hope you're good. I hope you're somewhere nice.
Sorry, Queenie. Yeah, no. I saw one and it was a TikTok and it said like Prince Philip in the afterlife or whatever, and it had the Lil Nas X music with the sound effect of him going on the Polonelle.
I tweeted about it. I didn't include it, but I said I took a screenshot of a trending topic and it was corpse husband. They didn't have to call him that.
Did you know that corpse husband, the username, is a play on the corpse bride?
No, but that makes a lot of sense now that
I never knew it until now, or until this week when I saw
thought
that.
It was Prince. I thought it was a jab at Prince Philip.
I saw. It took me a second. And I was like, "Huh? I don't get why you're saying this." Because like I've watched Twitch streamers. I know who corpse is. Once you're like my best tweet about this, I'm like, okay, this is funny. Also, this tweet of mine about my aunt was almost Hank's most cursed like of the week, but I didn't want to include it as that too. So
the best Prince Philip tweet I saw was very specific to us that we would think it was funny. And it was a screenshot of the trending topic that said Prince Philip dead or whatever. And someone said, I hope Dan's okay.
Yep, I saw that. And then Dan responded to it and said, oh my God.
It's so good.
I made it to TikTok. Wow. I'm so deep on Dan and Phil TikTok now. I'm on like Dan and Phil TikTok and Taylor Swift TikTok almost exclusively.
It's embarrassing when I comment on Dan and Phil TikToks and then Morgan Drinks Coffee likes my comment like 2 days later.
At least we know that she's a fanny. Ew, I hate that word.
Oh, she definitely is. I love it. Hank tweeted on the 9th and said, folks, my mother. Because he tweeted and said, do not let that discourage you, though, about people like applying a bunch to the job he posted. And said, honestly, seeing the variety of different things people do is really inspiring and helpful. Though the person who answered, what are you currently working on with your mama, can see themselves out. And his mom replied and said, well, I would certainly think so.
Queen.
Jeez.
That is iconic. Yeah. I love it. That's the energy I want.
We stand the green women only.
I tweeted about an hour ago, and it's just two screenshots, and one is of a tweet, and one is of a picture of Twitch chat. And the tweet says, I'm sorry, this is going to look bad, but your Phil's Thick Booty from the Atlanta Live episode of Dear Hank and John and the Peyton from that episode is the Peyton from Hank Green's TikTok. The world is so small. How do you tell people you met? And then on Twitch, someone else added me and said, at Phil's Thick Booty, are you big on Hank Green's Twitter? And I just said, yes, that would be me. And they said, OMG, iconic to see you here. And so I just tweeted both of those and said, this weekend, my brand is strong.
I just like that they said, are you big, like, you're famous on Hank's Twitter. Not in the replies of it, but on it.
On it. I'm big on it. Like, I'm little everywhere else, but I am big here.
We are minuscule on the internet. We are big in Hank Green stan community.
That's our it. Influence is, like, extremely non-proportional or something.
Okay.
You know what? It sounded good in my brain, and then my tongue got messed up. Did you know that the Home Alone kid and London Tipton had a child?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw that, like, 30 minutes ago when we were getting ready to record.
I think you mean Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Yes, my bad. On that note, we're going to talk about our patrons. Welcome to the Clown College. Woo, patron time.
Woohoo!
Peyton, stall for time while I find our formal list because I forgot to log in.
Bum, everyone join the Discord. I'm always tweeting the link to it because I love watching that number go up. It gives me the feeling of importance because we are the lead clowns of the Discord, even though we don't know what we're doing and Haggai and Nate do everything. But that's besides the point.
Pretty much. My Discord on my desktop right now is popping off, and I have my headphones plugged into my computer to keep those notifications from going off. Okay, here's the list. Shout out to all of our patrons. Thank you all so much for your support. We are grateful for y'all all the time for being a part of the Clown College. But special shout outs in particular to Nate, Bill, Margaret, Rachel, Kelly, Artemis, Hank, Kimmy, Kat, Elin, Ruthie, and Spencer. Thank you guys so much for your support and for hanging around and joining the Clown College. And we have specific tweets from our professor tier.
Our first patron tweet is Kimmy, who said, Kimmy. Listen, I'm not typically a dress person, but I really want to be wearing a Barbie ball gown. And I just included it because it reminds me of you.
I would like to be wearing a Barbie ball gown, but I want to know if there's any context to this or if Kimmy just wants to wear a Barbie ball gown.
I think there was context because as I was scrolling through their tweets, there was like some Barbie stuff, like images. So I think it was about something. But we don't need context here. No context in the Clown College.
Perfect.
Only vibes. The second patron tweet is Artemis, who... It's like one of those water bottle counters that's like, this is how many you've saved by using this, like, over time.
The from little going filters into that are, the like, landfill. In the... Yeah, the filters that are in, like, the water fountains.
Right. And it's 182. And Artemis said, drink 182, which made me really laugh earlier. So, good pun.
Drink
I appreciate it.
I like that. That's good. On the 9th, Rachel tweeted and said, Taylor Swift album release day should be a national holiday. And I agree. I was at work and my coworker sent me a chat on like our Google chat and said, I'm so tired. I stayed up way too late because I was listening to the Fearless release. And I was like, hey, same, me too. If you need some caffeine, let me know. We can walk to Starbucks because we work on a college campus. And she was like, yes, absolutely. So then like an hour later, we walked to Starbucks. And while we're standing in line there, another one of my coworkers came in and we were like, oh, hey. And he's like, hey, did y'all see that the Fearless re-release came out last night? We were like, yeah, that's why we're here.
It really does deserve to be a holiday. And it's like, the weird thing is that, especially when I lived in Pacific time, like music releases would be at 9 p.m. Mm. So it like wasn't that late, which was like the best part of Pacific time because everything dropped early.
I know, that's what I would like about living that way, because, like, it comes out at midnight, and then I have to listen to it all the way through, but then I have to be at the office at 8 o'clock in the morning, so I have to wake up at, like, 6:15 to leave my house at, like, 7:15, and it's just, I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted for the rest of the day. I slept, like, 3 hours.
Being a stan is exhausting.
It really is. It's another full-time job. Someone pay me for this.
I used to wake up at 4 a.m. to see meet and greet pictures as they dropped for Dan and Phil's Hong Kong meet and greet. 4 a.m. Yeah,
I had been awake, okay? Like, still awake for that. I probably would have, like, been watching it, but I would not wake up at 4 a.m.
Oh, it was, like, 4 a.m., 3 a.m., that, like, middle of the night situation.
I remember that, 2018.
And I would set alarms. I would set alarms on my phone because Brent was deployed, so it was just me, so I could wake up whatever time I wanted in the night, you know?
Oh, true. True, true.
So, I was living the clown life full time when Brent was gone, because I had nothing else to do.
I love that.
Nate tweeted on the 9th. This one really got me, because I've been on a kick where I'm very angry about people not doing what I see as the right thing to do, which is give money to charity. And I'm talking about rich people, not just people. Like, wealthy people, companies and stuff, like, they're so greedy and it's making me angry. But this is, it's a screenshot of Harry's Razors, and it says, "We believe in better access to mental health care, so we donate 1% of our sales to nonprofits that provide these services to men in need."
1%.
And it said, just one, two would have been excessive, I guess.
I mean, if it's like a really small company or something, or like an Etsy seller or something like that, then I can see just like 1 or 2%, because like when you're a small company, it makes sense that you're trying to get some kind of profit off of it once you've had to pay people that are like doing things for you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know anything about Harry's. I don't know what Harry's is. Maybe I shouldn't judge them.
It's like a Dollar Shave Club competitor, and they're like a big company.
Oh, well then never mind. They can do better than 1%.
Yeah. I've been really feisty because I was on the phone with my mom last night for like 30 minutes on a rant about this. It's bothering me to the point where I'm getting unhinged about it and I don't know how to repair it myself.
You have become more charity conscious and more business conscious and way more willing to talk about both of those things over the last year.
I think I've just gotten older and we make way more money.
Yeah, I've gotten older.
We've been in college. We've been married for almost 6 years. We have doubled our income in that time.
Oh.
So it's like the more money we make, the more like angry I am at other people, because I realize how much money is and how making a certain amount and like the luxuries we have with that amount and thinking of people that make 10 times that and don't do anything makes me furious.
On April 10th, Kat tweeted and said, "It's fitting that I'm getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because I too showed up late with lower quality work than the rest of the class." Honestly, had it been available to me, I may have taken it just because I didn't want to deal with getting a second round. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I would have gotten it just because with moving and stuff, like we get ours Wednesday and then the movers come Monday. Like I hope that our side effects go away quickly because we got crap to do.
So for Hank's most cursed like of the week, the tweet I included is from my friend Call, but it requires a little bit of backstory. So just come with me on this journey. On the 8th, I tweeted and said, "Me 3 weeks ago, Pfizer? That's cute. I'm team Moderna, Dolly vaccine." And it says, "Me now, watching all my Pfizer friends getting their second dose while I'm a week away from mine." And it's a sad cat. And Hank responded to me and said, "But we end up with 95%. That's 95%. And so I said, "True," with a crown and the little emoji reaction image you've been using where it's the vaccine going in the little guy's butt. Call responded to it and said, "Pfizer's thick booty." And Hank liked it. And that was the most cursed thing I found in his likes this week. So,
I'm glad that it was related to you.
Yeah.
The most cursed like.
Well, the other one was going to be my bad day for his ad. He didn't have very many cursed likes this week.
Hank.
Come on, Hank. You're really, he had too many wholesome likes. So it was just a bunch of people in Nerdfighter shirts with their vaccine
Boo.
Cards.
Boo. Put me in wholesome. Content. Tweet about boogers or something.
I'm over here saying, like, no more wholesome content. Like, I'm not going to wear my Pizza John shirt to get vaccinated on Thursday just to be a part of the club.
Aw. I don't have any Nerdfighter merch. Sorry, boys. Sorry, boys. I know boys. John and Hank are listening.
John listens to this?
If John ever listened to this, I would throw my computer out the window and you would never hear from me again.
I'll take your job if Hank, you do that.
Okay. Hank, never tell John about this. I'm serious. Like, I joke about not wanting Hank to listen to it, but I seriously don't want John to.
That's so funny the way that they're just, like, you view them both so differently.
Yeah, because John's, like, a famous person. And Hank is, like, this guy that I text. I don't know. I text John, too, but it's not the same.
Okay.
Because John's, like, I don't want to... No, I'm not going to explain anymore. It's fine. It doesn't have to be explained.
Anyway, we're getting into our hashtag McDickles moments of joy and other great things from around Twitter this week. So if you have any wholesome tweets you see, any moments of joy, any memes you want to share with us, hashtag McDickles, M-C-D-I-C-K-L-E-Z, tag us on Twitter.
This one really made me laugh from Mickey. It's the Sue Sylvester, I'm going to blank a blank that is so blank format. And it's, I'm going to give money to an Patreon that is so for retweet this.
I like that it's an Patreon, not a Patreon. Yeah. An Patreon.
I love when the formatting doesn't line up, it's better.
Mm-hmm. Kara tweeted on the 9th and said, no longer typing out Nerdfighter, I'm going to shorten it to NFT.
I sent this in DMs to Hank, and that's why he replied to it.
I was going to say, I saw Hank's reply, but it's got like 2,000 likes, so.
You know, like those cup phones, or those can phones that's like can with string, and you each have a can?
Yes, but I'm not sure where this is going.
Okay, well, Hank is holding one of the cans, and the Nerdfighter Twitter is holding one of the cans, but I'm the string.
You're the string that ties this whole show together.
I love that. I like it because he's not tagged in it, or and his name's not mentioned in it for indirects. So it's like people aren't expecting him to see it, and so it like kind of scares them. Like, I love that. It's so good.
I should expect it if they're friends with you.
Oh, yeah. If you're friends with me, if I follow you and you tweet about Nerdfighter stuff, I am sending them to Hank. So just know that. this is a threat.
That is
Arden tweeted,
a little intimidating.
Arden tweeted, it's a screenshot, and it says, magical girl transformation, but I just turn into a clown. Yeah.
That, but there's no need for the transformation, because we're already here.
Yeah, we've been clowns. Maybe we're clowns that sometimes transform into girls.
Okay. When I transform into a girl, though, I'm wearing a Barbie ball gown.
Oh, yeah. Barbie clown gown. We need to get some
clown gown. Oh my god, that's our uniforms. Everybody has to wear a clown gown. That's what you wear to clown college prom or formal or whatever you do.
Clown gowns. Everyone get your, oh my gosh, it's the season. This is the season finale of season one of Retweet This. Everyone's wearing your clown gowns because prom is right after episode. We're having prom. And prom is going to be the Patreon special for this month, so you need to join, because maybe we'll sing and dance to some 90s prom jams. Who knows what we'll do? Clown gown time. I don't know.
Okay, well, join the Patreon if you want to be a part. You can.
All right. It's just me singing to you for 30 minutes.
I can't sing, and I'm very insecure about that fact, so I'll let you do it.
We won't Miss sing. Glee Club. We won't sing, but we will talk about our prom experiences. Emily, did you go to prom?
No! My prom was in a church basement! Homeschool prom was in a church basement.
Jamboree or something?
I went to a barn dance one time.
Okay, that's homeschool jamboree. We'll discuss that on the Patreon.
Okay, join the Patreon for clown gown prom town or whatever's going on.
You know Halloween Town? That's what it is.
It's Halloweeny Town.
Clown a prom gown.
Clown a prom gown. We had it, but we lost it. The final tweet for this week is incredible. Eric sent it in. And it's a dog enjoying a wading pool. And it's like a cool watering hose, like, filling up the pool. And he's just rolling and cooling off and having a great time. And I love it.
It's very good. I love watching dogs in pools. I love when my dogs get in their little pool. It's always a good time. And I like how they splash and they get skinny in the water because their hair goes down. And it's good.
This dog looks like a toasted marshmallow.
Yes, it does. I hope that's its name. Its name is Ace. Missed opportunity, but...
Ace, your new name is S'more.
Okay. I was going to try and make it one word. Ace and S'more, but I really can't.
Yeah, you can't. His name is just S'mores now.
His name is S'mores. His name is Marshmallow Skins that you pull off, you know?
Marshmallow Skins that you pull off, you know? Come here, come get in your pool.
His name is Marshmallow Skin. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening, really little S'moresies. We had a plan. This is what happens when we start with Brent's segment, because we usually do that once the brain cells are all gone. And so we just slipped into dumb mode.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is the season finale. So... we'll see you in a couple weeks. Maybe it'll be two. Maybe it'll be more. Honestly, my life is in shambles. So, I don't know. We'll keep you posted.
Don't worry about Peyton. She is okay. She's just stressed. We will keep y'all updated on our Twitter, at RetweetThisPod, if there's any other changes or other things to look out for.
All right. We love you. We'll see you soon. And join the Patreon if you want to get content between now and the next episode.
Yes. And if you want to stay in touch, join the Discord as well. You don't have to be a patron to join Discord. It's open to everyone. So you can find that as well. I've made a permanent link for it, so I'll tweet it out. All right, bye.
See you at prom. Bye.